It's estimated that somewhere between 40 and 60% of people addicted to heroin who quit relapse within the first year, many of them in the first few weeks. That's one of the challenges for the Patrick administration as it tries to implement a $20 million plan to expand addiction treatment. WBUR's Martha Biebinger introduces us to an effort on Cape Cod to break the cycle of heroin abuse, recovery, and reabuse.
The first time Jeremy Wurzburg, now 21, left a heroin treatment program, he planned to begin Narcotics Anonymous or another 12-step meeting and do all the right things to stay off drugs. 1 week later, he was hanging out with another person in early recovery, and what he came to realize was a typical turning point.
You know, this happens a lot. There's the two of us sitting together, like in my car after a meeting or something, and, you know, we're not sure whether we're going to use or not, and someone makes like a half joke. We could just go out and drink right now or something, and then the other one's like, yeah, let's do that, sounds good, and then it's off.
From that drink, Wurzburg, a skinny, pale young man, was quickly back to his drug of choice, heroin. Most recovery programs, he says, don't, and maybe can't, prepare patients for that moment in the car.
Once I got out of treatment into the real world, it was a big shock, because, you know, it's really easy not to use when you're in rehab. It's not put in front of you or anything. But then once I got out into the real world, it's like I had the knowledge of what to do, but I didn't have those skills yet or the tools to say no.
The next time Wurzburg came out of treatment, he graduated into the Young Adult Recovery Program, a one-year pilot project run by a network of addiction treatment services called Gosnold on Cape Cod. Wurzburg agreed to live in a sober house, attend a daily 12-step group meeting, and get individual counseling. There's a smartphone app with a panic button, a list of services, and GPS tracking. There are group meetings to ski, hike, and listen to the symphony. And perhaps most importantly, Wurzburg gets help daily, sometimes hourly help, from a recovery coach.
Like how to manage their emotions, how to go to meetings, how to fill out job applications, how to take care of themselves, how to go back to school, be a cheerleader, a beacon of hope, you know?
Christoph Pidenkowski, Wurzburg's coach, leans forward, ticking off the list of things he and Wurzburg do together. Visits with Wurzburg's parents, a reunion in Los Angeles with Wurzburg's twin brother, fishing, and 6:15 a.m. trips to a coffee shop before NA meetings. Every week, Pidenkowski helps Wurzburg create and follow a treatment recovery plan.
This is really hands-on. It's really custom-tailored for the patient and their needs at the time.
Gosnold director Ray Tomasi says this aggressive approach is paying off. Tomasi compared the medical records of 54 young adults 1 year before and 1 year into this pilot program. There was an 83% reduction in admissions to rehabilitation facilities. Emergency room admissions went from 16 to 1. There were no new legal offenses, and more than half are either working or back in college. The program was a third cheaper than its costs because fewer people spent time in rehab.
It makes sense economically. It makes sense simply from the value we place on human life.
And may make more sense than just increasing the number of beds in recovery facilities, which seems to be the push right now in Massachusetts, says Tomasi.
More beds is not an answer to addiction. You can't just keep people in beds all the time.
There's growing interest in using recovery coaches to help heroin users stop. Robert Lubrin is director of the Division of Pharmacological Therapies at the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration.
This is an evolving field. We're learning more and more about the best ways to treat addiction, and certainly the use of peer coaches or peer counselors has become more and more widespread.
At least one state, New York, is paying for coaches to help treat addiction through its Medicaid program, something Massachusetts is taking a look at. But the use of coaches is built on an idea that is controversial in the medical community, that addiction is or can be a chronic disease. Pidenkowski, Gosnold's recovery coach, argues that addiction must be managed for life, like hypertension or diabetes.
Taking insulin, maybe watching my diet, getting my blood work drawn, going to different appointments, walking on the treadmill, making sure I'm taking care of myself. This is the same thing.
Jeremy Wurzburg is managing his recovery one day at a time and making headway. He's applying for jobs at gardening centers and planning to go back to college.
I think it's clean to just live like I lived when I was using, you know. So being a productive member of society and just trying to keep doing a little better than I did yesterday.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.